Hi, my name is James Bryden and welcome to Food for Thought. Today I've got a really interesting guest. It's Rose Asimwe.
Yes.
Welcome, Rose.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me, so you're from originally from Uganda, is that right?
Yes, I'm from Uganda. I came to Australia about 6.5 years ago.
Yeah.
But when I came out of Uganda, I didn't come straight here. I went to Malawi.
Yeah.
And I was there for 4 years, volunteering with Save the Children.
Save the Children?
Yes. Right.
Okay, so that's interesting. And what brought you to Australia from Malawi?
After finishing high school in Uganda, my parents didn't have money to send me to university. And I saw everyone else was joining university and I felt left out, and I said, well, I might as well just go to Malawi. I had a friend there and volunteer there. So I was there volunteering. Then I met my partner and then we got married. He was Australian and then I came to Australia.
Right. Okay. And it's a really interesting story for me in that, you've actually started your own business.
Yes, I did start my own business. I've always been an entrepreneur at heart and I've always wanted to be doing something. So when I started a business, I had started maybe about 10, I can't even count them, businesses, which actually failed. But I never gave up. And the difference is that after failing a few times, every time I would have an idea, I'd rush and go to my accountant and would say, hey, I have this cleaning business. What do you think? I'm excited. I'm so passionate about it. Let's crush the numbers. What do you think? I'm really, really, really passionate about it. I believe in this. He would look at me and I would talk the entire time, and then who just after I finished talking and telling him how passionate I was about that specific business, he would say, Rose, I think you need to calm down a little bit. I said, why? He says, after calculating this and that, I don't think this is going to be a profitable business. I'll go down, I'll feel sad and I'll go down to a drawing table. I'm like, but I need to be doing something. And I tried on hat business. I used to go to the Pathro show and all other markets every weekend after school. I would go to the market and I'll find someone to take Dan, and then one of my friends look after Dan, and then I'll go to all these markets. I knew each and every market that was happening over the weekend, country, from east to west, around Western Australia. I had them all the list and I'll make sure that I go to each one. But then I realized selling hats, you had to have the right size. You had to have the right trend. I said, that's not the business I want. I still want something. I'm still looking for this. Something that I want. A man would want it. A woman would want it. A big person would want it. A small person would want it. Anyone of all colors would want it. What's that thing that I should have? And then one day, as I was looking, I think I've got it.
Right.
I said, I need this product.
Yeah.
I need to make a cream, because I've seen people in Africa, even here, suffering with discoloration and also with freckles and also dark spots and also someone just, you know, with the dull skin after the heavy sun, and they just want to lighten up. I think I've found it.
Yeah.
But where will I start? I'm a single mom on Centrelink with no income at all. How do I start? I started doing the research.
But you found a way though, didn't you?
I did find a way.
Yeah. And I've seen it. I've seen the product. And I just have nothing but admiration for the fact that you've stuck at it. You've kept going. But you've come at it from a viewpoint of gratitude. Being grateful for what you have.
Yes. Where I started is I looked at myself. and I look, I want to cry being a single mom, but at the same time, I look at people back home. They don't have anything. So they don't have much. So I said, no, I'm so happy I have my my kid. She's happy. I have a roof over my head, although it's a government house, but I do have an income coming in. I said, I'm happy. I'm doing well. I'm doing school. I think I should work with whatever I have in front of me, and I'm so grateful with what I have. I don't want anyone else's stuff. I'm just happy with where I am. It could be worse, and I'm going to use whatever I have to start on the business.
Yeah, because so many people are so concerned with what they don't have. They're always out chasing more and more and not appreciating where they are and how lucky they are to be living not only in a place like Perth, but also to have what they have already. And I think that's sad.
That's really, really sad. We are always wanting more and more and more. But start off with where you are, what you have at the moment, and all people around you. If you, to get out of your shells, you need to start with what you have. However little it is. You don't have to start big, otherwise you're going to fail. You need to start off making baby steps with what you have.
Yes.
If you have $100 spare, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And you start off with that. You don't need a lot of money to start off.
Look, that's a wonderful example that you're setting for people who are perhaps thinking of starting their own business but think they can't. They can.
They can.
You just start small.
You start small. Start, do the right research. Involve, there's a lot of free resources. There's a Western Australia small business
Development Corporation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's that. I went there. I attended their meetings. I asked questions. I also, when my accountant said no to the business, I went and I told them. I made a meeting with one of them, and they said, I think you are so passionate about this, but unfortunately, but I don't think it's not the right business for you. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'm happy. It has saved me lots of money and time. I'm going to go back and then think again.
Yeah, but the key ingredient for me here, Rose, is your desire. And, you know, the desire, the passion, the willingness to do what it takes to get where you want to go. And I think that's a terrific example for anybody. I mean, especially you're starting off from a, relatively speaking, you're from a different country, okay? And you've got certain hurdles that you have to face, in that situation. And you've gone on ahead and done it regardless.
Yes.
And I think that's wonderful.
That's, yes. In between when I found a partner, and I did a partner for 2 years, but I went crazy because he was stopping me to try on business. Say, oh, I'm scared you're going to fail. I want to do this. He said, you don't do that. I went crazy. I became depressed, and I had to go to the hospital, and they gave me medication for that.
Right.
Because I couldn't stand having no hope.
Yes.
And that's my weakness. If I don't have hope, I become depressed.
And maybe that's a common issue with a lot of people in society today, is no hope, perhaps. And there's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and other issues around mental health. And maybe that's one of the issues.
And do you know what I did first? Is I first eliminated the problem.
Yes.
I eliminated the problem.
Yes.
The day I eliminated the problem, I remember it was August last year,
yes.
2017.
Yes.
And that's when I had like 1,000 brainstorming business ideas. I'm like, I was myself again. The depression, I don't know even where it disappeared, because I had my future under my control in my own terms, doing all the crazy things the way I want them.
Yeah. So your product is being released and being... Is that the right word? Released in the next month or so? Is that right?
Yes. So my product is being launched. Or
that's the word.
Yes. Alva Davanti is being launched on the 15th, 16th, and 17th mm-hmm. at Every Woman's Expo. It's a very big exhibition happening, and we have a stand there, H33. That's our stand number.
Yeah.
And we're just going to let people test the products, touch the products, see how things work, yeah. get feedback. And yes, but the website is already...
So what's the website? Please tell me.
The website is www.alva.com.au.
How do you spell that?
Alva is alva.com.au.
Okay, excellent. So please take the time, check the website out. You may be pleasantly surprised. So, but look, it's been really wonderful talking to you today, Rose. I've been looking forward to it for a couple of weeks now, and you haven't let us down.
Thank you.
It's been really good, and to be honest, absolutely inspiring. So, thank you, and I hope we can keep in contact.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, James. It's good to inspire other women and men out there who think that they need a lot of resources to start off something. Yeah. No, they don't. They have to start from where they are, and they'll always be successful.
And be grateful.
And grateful, yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Again. Hope you found it interesting and maybe even useful. You can find out more about me and my work at productivity-plus.com. Until next time, this is James Bryden.